Hi everyone, this is Clara again. I'm back with our second interview from the Internationaux de France a couple of weeks ago. This one is with Kevin Emouz, the 2017 French national champ and current vice champ. Outside of IDF, we didn't really get to see very much of Kevin in international competition last season, but this season he's back on the scene, and the choreographic strength and emotional impact of his programs have definitely been getting him noticed. I was meant to interview Kevin just before the gala on Sunday, but he missed his coach to the rink, which I assume meant he barely got there in time for his own gala number. So instead, he sat down with me literally just as he came off the ice after that number, still in costume, scraped palm and all. And to top it all off, he did the whole interview in English. So thanks again to him for that. And here's the interview. Okay, so I'm sitting here with Kevin Emouz.
Hello, everybody.
Thanks for saying hi, who was super exciting this week at Internationaux de France.
Yes.
The first thing we wanted to ask about is your programs, because they're so contemporary and cool and unusual. And
the short or the long?
Well, I mean, we love both of them.
Thank you.
But we wanted to understand a bit more how you chose the music, what the story is behind them, that kind of thing.
Okay. On the short program, with my coach, we was waiting to find the music, and we saw the time fly like we was in March. Mm-hmm. After the world, and we saw we need to change the short, and after March, April, May, and we arrive in June, beginning of July, and we say we need a music, and I have too many music I listen in my shower, in the car, mm-hmm. or music of every day, and this one was on my playlist, and I don't know why I did a move in my home. I was alone in my home and I did a move, and I say, whoa, it's cool to do a show or dance. And I put this music on the ice, in training, to just the music
we listen,
in the training.
Is this and ones or is this the free?
The short one.
Okay, cool.
And John and Sylvia look at me like, wow, you play this music and you skate really well alone, like, my mind skated for me on the music and I didn't really see. So, and John and Sylvia say, it can be a really good music to do something. And we try, and the short was born.
That's really
That's
cool.
That's the story of the short. And the story of the long, it's a little bit complicated and more secret.
Okay.
Because the music in this shirt by the Erepossible, it's music I know from long time ago, really long time ago. And I was in really bad mood at this moment of my life in April to June. And I was in really bad shape, physically, mentally. I was a little bit lost because I didn't know what I'm gonna do in my life, in skating, if I stop, if I don't stop, because I was really lost everywhere in my head. And this music talk about something I can't tell because it's the secret magic of my program, because if I say what's the story behind, everybody gonna look differently the program. And my program, it's like a story of, and everyone can understand the story, like what you want understand.
Yeah, you want them to project their own.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But my story of this program, it's really secret, but the lyrics of the music was really in the perfectly match with my life at this moment. I was really lost, and too many lyrics with my private life, with my parents, with my coach, everything was matching. And when I hear this song for the too many time, and one day, it was a long time ago, I didn't hear this music, and I was really in bad mood, a Sunday I think, and I was crying with this music, and I said, okay, I need to go with this music at the ring and say, we need to do something this season with this music, because it's a story of my life on this music, and I need to show to everybody. And John and Sylvia arrived the next day too, and said, oh, we find the perfect music. And it was another music from the Irrepressible. And I say, oh my God, that's totally perfect, because I want to show you, listen to your music from the Irrepressible. And we choose the one I choose, because it was music of my heart.
Yeah.
And we choose this one.
Yeah, you really connect to it, and it's incredibly moving, right? I had friends who were at the Autumn Classic, and they were saying at the beginning, people were sort of not paying attention, and then as soon as, you know, you got into the program and everyone started looking, it's really magnetic. You mentioned that you weren't really sure over the summer whether you were going to come back or not, what you were going to do. How did you decide?
Yes, because I was a little bit... It's not like I'm going to stop or not stop. I was like, yes, I continue skating, but I was really lost, like, I don't know if I'm good to training and perform in competition.
Sure.
Because last season the federation was rude with me, but they do something good for me. Like, don't give me the competition to go.
Mm-hmm.
But behind this message, it's like a punishment, but a good punishment with me. I don't know how to say. The federation did something really good with that because they make me more mad because I was like, I want to go to this competition, and I didn't go. And I was like, no, I need train. And I remember in 1 month I get 2 quads, and before I never did quad. And I say a big thank you to my federation, because sometimes we are all the federation, but they are good, really, with me. They help me.
Do you think that was on purpose, that they did that? Or was it just a happy accident?
No, the federation was thinking about that. Mm. They are smart for that. But I was really mad, like, oh, I don't have competition and I train. And now I just can't say thank you to Katia Krier to make me... to show me I can train.
Mm. Yeah, no, sure. I wanted to ask, since we're talking about jumps, about your triple axel. So you, I think, the only other man apart from Yuzuru Hanyu who does it from a back counter?
Yes.
Yeah? So which
it's
is
my awesome. Favorite enter of...
So can you tell me, like, when you started doing it that way? What the key difficulties
the
are?
The first season I learned, I was really late to jump. Like, the first triple axel I did, I was 18.
Oh, wow. Okay,
that's
yeah.
really late. And I was with my coach from Grenoble, from here, and she said, oh, try with an eagle, because I did double axel before with eagle.
Yeah, sure.
And after she said, oh, did, I think it's the eagle.
Oh, the cantilever,
yes. I say, try to do, you go back and you jump, it's like an eagle. And after we do with Ina Bauer.
Yeah.
And after we say, oh, with the just the edge, back edge. And after we said, oh, we're gonna do a counter. And we tried too many things. And now I know I can do the axel with 7 different entries.
Wow, okay, yeah.
That's cool because in my competition I have 3 axel and the 3
of have different entries.
It's different entries.
That's so cool. Which one's your favorite?
I think it's the counter.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's really fast. I can't think about the axel because on the Ina Bauer in my own program with the music I'm staying. I'm like, oh my god, the axel, it's at the end of the line. And I need to be focused on my shoulder, my hip, the timing, because I have no timing, I'm staying.
Yeah.
And I need to create a timing at the moment of the jump. That's really hard. And no, I think it's my first time trying with the eagle.
Yeah.
Because it's the first time I did triple axel with a special entry.
Okay, cool. So the back counter is almost easier.
Yes, but I love because when I'm tired or really sleepy, and my coach is like, okay, triple axel with counter. I'm like, I'm sleepy, I'm tired, I can't do it, I can't do it. But it's really fast and I don't think about the axel. I just up and I go.
Yeah.
Directly. That's fine. Fun to do.
Yeah. So it sounds like you experiment a lot with sort of your own dance moves, etc.
Yes, that's fun. That's my favorite of skating because we use the body for everything.
Mm. So is that mainly used so like that? What was it? The, I don't know what to call it, the Hydroblade Ina Bauer layback thing that you do in the free skate.
It's the real name. It's the first time someone did, it was John Zimmerman.
Oh, okay.
At the World, but really long time ago. Mm. And he did, but a small one, not with real speed, and it just go back.
Yeah.
Yes, it was just 2 seconds. And Sylvia, the wife, my coach, too, she told me just 2 weeks ago, John is really happy because he tried with too many students to do this move,
oh, really?
And nobody did really good. And one day, the first week I work with him, he said, oh, we're gonna do something fun, and I don't really know John. And he said, oh, try that. And I go directly, and I did. And he was like, wow, what?
You'd pass the test.
Yes. And everybody tried to find a name. Mm. And John too tried to find a name. And I called it Jeezy for John Zimmerman. Jeezy Slide.
Jeezy Slide. Nice.
That's cool. Jeezy Slide.
So how'd you get your ideas? Do you watch a lot of dance, or is it other skaters?
Yes,
or?
We watch a lot of dance on the floor. Mm. I really look everything on skating. I don't have a favorite skater. I really love the Canadian ice dancer, Paul and Piper. Mm. Really good. This season, really good. In pairs, for me, the French, for me, it's the top of the world this season. Really.
I mean, yeah.
For me, it's the middle.
Personally,
yes.
Yeah.
And I look at Aliona and Bruno was my, give me something after the Olympic. Mm. Gabriel and Guillaume is really good. Patrick Chan, Yuna Kim, that's all of my world. Mm. But I don't have really favorite skater,
yeah, sure.
But I really look everyone because everyone has something different. You're good or bad or not really good or not really bad, but everyone have something different, and that's cool to see.
Yeah, sure.
What's, I can make like this skater, but different too. Because that's bad if I look the skater and say, oh, that's really good, I want to do the same. But if I do the same, I'm not unique, I don't have my mood, I don't have my style. Yes, that's cool to try to do the same to be better. And or the same to, not better, to be, try to be at the same level, because we can't be better than someone do a move. You know
sure.
what I mean?
Yeah, no, I see what you mean, yeah.
And that's cool because you learn the move of someone and you try to do a new move too to make something different, like the Jeezy Slide. Because now I'm happy because it's not my move, but I know everybody say, oh, your move, it's amazing. And every skater here in every competition told me, oh, we try at training, and I'm like, thank you. And everybody say, we try, but we fail. And I was like, oh.
Makes you feel good.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes.
That's really cool. Did you take dance classes ever, or did you just dance around
no.
the house?
When I was in Grenoble, I take 2-hour dance, but it was with the Ice Center. Mm. And I did classic, modern jazz, and everything of dance, like the move, count the music, learn the body on the music, the breath. Everything. And now I'm learning dance 1 hour per week with a really, because now I'm too old to learn the feel inside my body. Now I have the move, and now I need just control and learn how to be better, like have a good posture, have good arms in the good place, have a good neck, have a good back, like to be not perfect, because we can't be perfect, but have the best move.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
To be better.
So is choreography something that you want to go into then?
Yeah, I want to stay in the skating world to be choreographer. That's my dream, because I start to make some program in with Le Chapelle where we train. And I did one program this season. It was just a short program, and Sylvia Jones said, okay, you go with this girl and you make the program. And I was like, oh my god, how are you gonna do that? Like, and the girl was really loving the program. Like, we did something cool. I'm not like, yes, I did something cool, but she really loved work with me, because it was the first time I worked with someone and I was totally lost. Like, I don't know how to talk with the skaters.
Sure.
And I know she liked, because 1 month ago she came back with music and she said, I found the music for the new season, are you okay?
Ah.
And I'm like, I don't know, you choose your music, that's your program. And she said, no, are you okay to work with me again? And I'm like, of course!
Repeat customer.
Yes. And I was happy, because it's a dream
to
make something, to make the move, because that's different life, that's something I like.
Yeah. How do you want to develop these two programs over the course of the season? What are you
going to do? I want the short be more a pleasure one for me. Like, I have more pleasure now I'm smiling, because I don't like smiling eyes, I'm sorry, but but on the shot I'm really focused on the technical. Mm. But now I'm a little bit smiling and enjoy the move and
relax.
Yeah, it's fun because the music it's like that.
Yeah.
And now I wanna be really like not a show program but a show program. Mm. Like it's not a show because it's competition, it's a need be in a
okay. Yeah, yeah,
mean?
Yeah.
It's need be controlled
and like
yes,
controlled. Yeah.
But it's need be like a jump, a fun,
yeah,
speed,
feel.
And feel the music, feel the audience around me, feel the judge. And for the free, I have everything inside me because I choose the music and I work 30% on this program with the choreography. Like John gives 30%, Sylvia 30%, and me 30%.
Okay.
To make
the whole, yeah.
Yes. And I know I put really a big part of me on this program, and I know I don't need to work on my emotion, on the move. I need just really work on the technical now.
Mm.
That's the big things I need.
Is that like stability on the quads or?
Yes, yes, and maybe another quad because Psycho arrived. I train Psycho and
yeah.
Psycho now is full rotation, sometimes 1 feet, sometimes 2, but.
Sure.
Maybe what? At the European, that's the goal for me, to have 2 different or 2 quads at the European.
Amazing. What sort of success rate are you at on the South?
In 1 week, if I try 12, 15 per day, I think maybe one can be on 1 foot. It's
okay.
It's a young born, but
work in progress, yeah.
Yes.
But that's really exciting. I hope
that's
we get
cool.
to see it. That's amazing. Okay. Oh, but okay, so fine. So we should also tell the internet that you are to be given Bob Wazowski. It's not Bob Wazowski in English, he's got a different name.
Yes, it's Mike.
Mike Wazowski. Okay.
I know because the first time I arrived in USA with the with my little Bob. With
yeah,
me,
you're a little fleshy, yeah.
And everybody was like, oh, who is it? And I say, it's Bob. And everybody's looking like, no, it's Mike. And I'm like, no, it's Bob. That was really fun, and I know now in English in the real movie it's Mike, but in French it's Bob, and it was my favorite Disney character because when I was young I looked Monster & Co.
Mm. So many times?
3 times per day, and I remember Bob was for me my friend because I go to a Disney World Land in Paris, and I was in the store and I take one with me, and after he stay with me all my life. I think it's like my skate it's every time with me. Bob is every time with me.
Like, so you're gonna sit him on
yes.
the edge of the rink to watch his game?
Yeah, sometimes okay, I come with him. That's fun.
Cool.
That's my favorite character. That's my best friend.
So you want to collect as many as possible, or is it just
the one special
one?
I have one because the first one is the first one, but
yeah.
when I saw people give me some on ice, I was really, really happy. Like, that's give me something special. I was
yeah.
like, oh my god, it's Bob! And I was really happy.
Okay, cool. So everyone take note. Everyone
it's
take
like
note.
The Winnie the Pooh with Anu.
Yeah.
But it's not gonna be
a rain.
A yellow rain, it's gonna be a green rain.
Let's
I hope
aim
so
for
one
that.
Day.
We'll make
but,
it happen.
Yes. Maybe.
And then,
that's just a fun idea.
Yeah, no, it's really
it's
cool.
Bob.
That way people know what to give you. Last question, when will we see you skate in pajamas if it wasn't today?
I'm gonna do it after the National because it's in France, it's a French
different
song.
Yeah.
It's a story of a guy. He don't wanna go outside, you wanna stay in a bed all the day, don't go to the dinner with friends.
Oh, I know which song we're talking about.
It's Le Dîner de
Pajamas.
And I remember one day, because Grenoble, every end of the season, we organize a really big show with every skater of the ice center.
Yeah.
Because we are too many, like 500 skaters in this ice center.
Wow.
That's a really big show with TV. And every year we have a 10.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, sometimes it's around the world. And one time it was the food. And we do, I know with my team, we do a group number. It was on champagne. We choose champagne and we ask, what are we gonna do?
Mm.
And we use the for the Liquid, mm-hmm. we used the music of U2. Mm-hmm. It was intro Exonerators part 2
or 3. Oh, Exonerators, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that was really cool for the Liquid because yeah. it was mm-hmm. a smooth
it,
music
yeah.
and was in the gold. The guy was with a white shirt with gold paint and...
For the bubbles, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Oh. And the girl was in totally one piece gold.
Mm.
And we have a balloon with alien, with a big little string with the balloon. And it was the. But we keep with us all the first part.
Mm-hmm.
All the first part because it's the Liquid, it's in the bubble.
Sure.
And after we put a fun sound of the pop of the bottle
yep.
of champagne.
Mm-hmm.
And we take out the balloon and the balloon with helium go in the air, like you know the bubble
like
in
the
glass.
Rising. Yeah, yeah.
And after it was the music, it's a French music, it's the La Bourgeoisie.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Like the song for people who speak English,
yes.
it's the story of a really bad girl. She's drinking too much champagne with rich people. And it was this music, it's like a little bit disco, and that was the first part smooth, so the Liquid, and after the pop of champagne, because we take the champagne with the balloon go up.
Yeah.
And after we was like, we are drunk and we dance on ice, that was fun. And that was the food theme of the show.
Mm.
And I was like, when I gonna choose like tomato for my show? I was like, no. And I say, what I gonna do? And the song, it's the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
For the French song and the story of the dinner, it's a guy who wants to stay all the day at home,
yes.
don't go to the dinner with friends, he
says
he's fat and he wants to stay in pyjama, and I take a pillow and a big cover on ice and something on ice, and I was fake sleeping on ice, and after the music starts and I wake up, and at the end of the show I go back in the bed. That was really fun.
Great, well it sounds amazing. Conceptual comedy.
Thank
we'll
you.
Look forward to seeing it after Nationals. I realize I've kept you longer than I said I would. Thank you
That's
so much.
Okay.
And yeah, we'll look forward to seeing you at Nationals and then hopefully Europeans after that.
Yes, European, it's my goal. I don't want to
uncatch
this spot because
yeah.
last year the spot leaving. But that was for a good reason.
Mm-hmm.
Now I understand what Federation did for me and it's a thank you. But
I mean,
now I work and now I'm here to say like, okay, I'm here to perform. I'm not here to discover the skating world. I did this last season.
Sure.
And I'm here to this season to perform and show to everybody my name. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
To
get
show
yourself
my
recognized.
Name.
Yeah, uh-huh. yeah. And I'm sure that will happen for you.
Hope so.
Everyone's
I'm working for that.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Kevin.
Thank you.
So there you have it. That was Kevin Imoz. Don't forget to make it rain Mike plushies for him the next time you see him live. We won't have a new episode this week, but if you want more news from the International de France competition, you can check out our episode 19, in which Danny, Kat, and Tilda recap their highlights from the competition, or our special interview with Stéphane Lambiel. You can find both wherever you usually find our podcasts. See you soon. Bye.